You're in tune to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today Mr. Greg Jablonski. I wish there were more people that thought like you.
Thank you, Don.
I do. I really do.
I mean, we've just... Thinking my mind.
We spent 28 minutes talking about... How the world would be in Greg and Dan's world. Maybe that could be a new series.
I'm going to call you the Big Don now.
The Big Don. There you go. Well, how
you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
You just make the rules up and we'll go by them.
There you go. There you go. Boy, if it was only like that, huh?
Yeah, I hear you. No, we were just talking about that earlier. So
yes. Well, how are things going, Greg?
They're good, Dan.
How's the family doing and
everything's
everything?
Everything's
good. Yep. Is it good?
Yep. Real estate's good, so
and real estate?
A lot of activity, yep. Sales continue on and new construction continue on, so
okay.
A lot of activity, actually. And, you know, I do think that some of that activity has come down a little bit. You're seeing fewer and fewer out-of-control multiple offers, meaning 20 people on a house and stuff like that. So it's not quite that extreme these days. So activity's still good.
Would it be an accurate statement to say that it might be cooling off a bit?
I think it's cooling down, yes. And I think like we
that may not be bad.
That's not a bad thing, probably. So I don't know. It's a hard thing to really get your head around these days because it's all of a sudden you think this is going to do that and that. And then it's like, wow, these prices still are up. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, I was doing a little job the other day and I went and grabbed a piece of plastic. PVC pipe, holy buckets. I forget what it was, but like a 4 foot long, 3 inch piece of PVC was like $25, you know?
Wow.
It's like, wow. And just think how much of that material goes into a home.
That is unbelievable.
It is, you know? And so it's all those things, and then people just are just, how can you afford all this stuff? That's the problem, you know? But I understand from, according to the stock market, Home Depot is way up, and their sales are excellent. So, even despite all the price increases and lumber prices and all these things.
So they're doing good?
They're doing good is what I heard.
Because we heard, on Wednesday when Target and Walmart came out, especially Target, while their sales were way up, their profit, you know, their profit line and margin was almost zero. It was almost to the point.
Yes, yeah, I'd heard that before.
And it caused the stock market to tank. Yeah. It literally tanked. Walmart came out the same way, and of course they're blaming it on distribution costs, the high cost of diesel fuel. If you look at that,
I still have my old Volkswagens, and I don't even bother to drive. Of course, you know why.
Yeah.
Can't afford to anymore at $5 a gallon.
Yeah,
they're just going to sit.
But, I mean, so there you have major corporations saying, while our sales are way up, our profit margin is gone.
Yep, and then what I heard, the other significant thing is that the amount of the purchases is way down, meaning the dollar per sale is way down.
Yes.
People just aren't spending to what they used to be.
They said they're buying just the essentials and the TVs and the stereos, the high margin stuff is gone. And that's exactly correct.
Yeah, and so some areas are good. Like I was out at Terry's Hardware the other day and they're super busy. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I think those areas, when it comes to do with the home, people still get their stuff. And, you know, and I don't want to. The only reason I mentioned Home Depot was because that was on the national news, how the stock market's going down, the sales are down, and they pointed out that Home Depot was strong. So I think purchases for the home are still there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when I was in Terry's the other day, it was pretty amazing, the number of people, and they're all buying this and the spring things. And
good.
So it's still good. It is.
Terry's is a great job.
Pete, I should say. But, you know, it just shows that the strength is in some of that stuff for the homes yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of surprising. I mean, people are still doing things on home improvements, which was the big thing in the COVID. So
right. Well, and all through COVID, isn't that what a lot of people did, was those home improvement projects that they have put out for decades or time?
I think a lot of that. And I don't know that that's going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think, like what we're going to talk about today, is it really is still a good time to buy because however you want to cut it, interest rates are 5%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guy should have bought something when interest rates were half, but
should have, could have, would have.
There's a lot of things in our lives that we should have done.
Yeah.
Am I mistaken in that, Dan? Maybe not you, but certainly me.
If nuts were candy, every day would be Christmas, and it isn't, is it?
No.
Oh, boy. All those missed opportunities. You got that. You have that correct, sir.
Yes. So I think that people should be looking at the value that they get. And maybe now, I know a lot of people kind of were getting really bummed because they had put offers in on multiple houses and kept losing and kept losing. And there's always a reason for that. There just is, you know. And so, but now I think you're going to have less and less of that. So I think when people do put offers in, odds are they're going to get it. But we just had one the other day. It's not done, meaning the multiple offers. And we had more people involved than what I was surprised. I didn't know how it would go.
Mm-hmm.
But we got that house sold in like 2 days. So.
Wow. Well, let's, Greg, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121. Ask for Greg or Wayne.
There you go. How about specific listings and you know, homes that are coming on the market?
Well, we've got a rural acreage coming on.
Now, that's acreage. Hot property, I
would think so, too. And it'll be in the mid-4 someplace. So okay. I think it's, I don't expect that one to last too long because there's not much in the country at those prices. So I think that's going to be a nice listing. And we've got a townhome that's going to be coming on the market. And that's going to be in the low threes, maybe even in the high twos. So
okay.
I think we've got some
that's a
some
sweet
nice
spot
stuff coming
price, isn't
up.
It
really is. And we've seen some nice houses come in and they've been significantly under the 300 mark. So I think prices have softened a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's hard to say. It's what when we look at these and we see what's happened to the market and how the prices were even higher than what we're seeing today on some appraisals, that's what I feel is happening, that it has cooled its heels a little bit.
Well, and that was needed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, it has.
Well, let's go into our topic of the week. You've kind of alluded to it already. Don't be afraid to buy.
No, because I do believe now is as good a time because I don't think there's quite the frenzy that there used to be. Interest rates have adjusted to, let's say, around 5.5, maybe tweaking.
That's still not
that.
Bad.
That's still a good rate, and that's what people have to understand. But we do understand that coupling the prices today with the interest rates at 5.5, that makes it some serious business. But it still is a good time. I guess I wouldn't wait for anything to get to be less. I don't know that we're ever going to see interest rates where they were.
Not so, in our lifetime, anyway.
Well, not in 2 years.
2 years.
2 years we may see some relief.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And we need relief. I mean, I think everybody knows. Mm-hmm. And that gets us in the cost of everything that goes with home. I mean, it's the cost of living these days and food and everything. But like they say, don't worry about those food costs because Angie Craig's going to bring those down.
Suppose she's going to go out to the farmer and...
I think so. She's going to work that farmer over and say, okay, you're charging too much for your eggs.
Let's see how that works out.
$4 a dozen is way too much for eggs.
Let's see how
you
that
egg
works.
Farmers are ruining our economy, our world.
Doesn't have to do with what's going on in Washington a bit, does it?
Not a bit. Keep sealing up those gas leases and exploration and shut down those pipelines, and then for sure prices will fall, right?
Supply and demand. Again, Greg, I wasn't a student, but I did get the supply and demand part of economics. And, man, you can't throw trillions of dollars into an economy, number one, when you first came out of a depression because of COVID. It was because of COVID, let's call it that. And because, you know, if it's all supply and demand, you have a ton of money now chasing fewer products than what you did, there's only one result.
I know.
And you can't shut off gas leases, like you said. You can't shut down pipelines and become, we were actually energy independent at one time.
Yes, 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 yes.
And all of a sudden, that changed dramatically, and guess what happened?
I know.
It's really simple because
the whole world. Can you imagine? Baby formula, come on.
I know.
How is that possible? But you see, they can ruin anything.
Well, that...
You know, it brings me back to my... I think it was a pigeon. And if you start feeding the pigeons, they forget how to feed themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
So now, you know, we can view most of our elected officials as pigeons. They've forgotten how to make a living or how to earn and how really the world goes because everything is given to them. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
Where kids get their educations in college, as far as mm-hmm. I know, free.
They have the best. They have, you know, they have the best retirement pension in the world.
Yes.
They have the best medical coverage in the world.
Yes.
They don't have to pay into Social Security because their pension is so great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did that happen? Because I have a theory, Greg, that if they had to live on Social Security like the rest of us, and if they had to live on Medicare like the rest of us, and, you know, I'm guessing that those wouldn't be issues anymore.
Correct.
You know, it's just, but they tell us what we have to live on and how,
mm-hmm.
and they're in a pretty elite club.
They're in a very elite club,
mm-hmm.
and it is hard to understand how that got so out of control.
How did that? That's what I keep asking.
Because even your child, I mean, I understand that Angie's always pictured with her child that's in college or something. Well,
yeah,
that child, to the best of my knowledge, gets their education at free. No cost to our elected senator.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I don't know if all this is true. It's almost too much to believe, but I guess
I keep
hearing it repeatedly
that
they get all these benefits and they feel like they're entitled.
Senators of the United States and representatives in Congress do.
Yeah. Where is that all getting? I mean, why don't we just all get our 4-year term in and everybody get that?
Wouldn't that, you know what, that should be a,
doesn't work that way, does it?
It doesn't, does it? Yeah, that way you'd have plenty of, every 4 years you have to
Something has to be new. Yep.
Yeah, and you go into for a drawing, maybe a big lottery, because it's like winning the lottery.
It really is.
And you just start pulling numbers out, and if your number matches, you get to go. That's what they used to do for Vietnam, wasn't it? Remember those days?
That was a lucky day.
Yep. Remember, you didn't want to be in. You didn't want to win that lottery.
You didn't want to have that number come up. Boy, oh, boy. A lot of people rushed off to the National Guard on that day.
Yes, they did, didn't they?
And it all turned out so unfortunate for those Vietnam vets.
Oh, it's just sad.
And I think that's the other thing that the government should do more of. I mean, you haven't heard anything
about that.
They're
the heroes, yes.
I mean, you don't really hear any support. You hear about Ukraine. You hear about all these other issues of the world, but you don't hear about our veterans.
So mm-hmm.
It's just the way it is.
We've let them down.
Seriously. And I mean, I think I don't know anything. I'm not an expert on this, but I think from what I hear, the Vietnam vets were let down the
mm-hmm.
worst.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever that was. It was the anti-war movement, and it just was a very unfortunate situation for the people that served in Vietnam.
Yes, it was.
And it was an unnecessary war, and everybody says, well, all wars are necessary. Well, I don't know mm-hmm. if I really
believe in that, no.
And the generals. I mean, you know, lately I've been hearing about these generals. It's like, what is that all about?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what this is. This country now being run by generals? I keep hearing about more decisions made by those guys, and that it was the decision of the generals to abandon the equipment, and it wasn't Biden's. Well, what the heck is who's
that called? Passing the buck?
1,500 vehicles of some, whatever they are, mm-hmm. armored with machine guns and everything. We just
mm-hmm.
leave them.
Yeah.
And even John Deere knows how to take care of abandoned equipment. They can
mm-hmm.
turn the chips off, apparently. And
really?
The story I heard was that the Russians took a bunch of John Deere farm tractors from Ukraine, and John Deere can turn the chips off. They go nowhere.
Hmm. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Wow.
Now, you know, you can't believe everything you read on the internet.
Isn't that a fact? We hear about that daily.
I'm sure you do.
You know, local small town media like us are, you know, we already lost a newspaper in town here. You know, the Hastings Star Gazette was a decent publication.
Yes, way back. You're talking the original. Yes, yes, yes.
Owned, you know, by a good company, and now they're gone. And
Frank Muirhead days.
Pardon?
Frank Muirhead days.
Yes, yes.
And then Mr. O'Connor.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Dave Bedoin and Mike O'Connor owned it.
Yep. Yep.
And then Forum, and now it's, you know, it's a small person has tried to bring it back and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
small town media like us, and I'm including that in it because we're under attack daily because of Facebook. People believe everything on Facebook, and it isn't true, folks. And it isn't true.
Well, it's just not always the truth.
Right.
It's not opinion. It is opinion. Yes. And that's what news has become.
And, you know, we try to hear, give both sides. Anybody is welcome mm-hmm. to come in and counterpoint whatever we say.
Yep.
They have their 19 minutes just like everybody else.
And so. Angie Craig doesn't follow those rules.
Well, they don't have to. They're an elite group, Craig.
She doesn't disclose things that should be disclosed.
Well, for example, you had a good example about her and her son.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time when you know, state representative or federal representatives and congressmen and stuff are up there, they bring their spouse with and they show them both with their son or daughter there. Why is it just Angie all the time?
I don't know. And then to go a little farther with Ilhan Omar. Mm-hmm. What is that about with all these campaign contributions and mm-hmm. all the money going and it's the members of the family and the husband and I don't know. And it's not any small dollars. So
no.
Just pretty unbelievable.
You don't want me to get started on that one.
No. I'm just saying. They always seem to make the news. You never seem to hear the whole truth about it either.
Yeah. And, you know, if you have a TV commercial like that, and you know what's going on and what we're talking about, just think about this. What does that say about that individual? They're not telling the whole story,
right,
are they?
The whole story.
So there's a lesson yep. in there, Greg, yep. somewhere.
Somewhere.
Somewhere there's a lesson.
Keeps there. Evading all of us. That's
it
okay,
does.
Though.
It does.
Well, how do we get there?
I don't know.
Weren't we talking about housing? And
yeah, don't be afraid to buy.
Don't be afraid to buy, because it is really a good time with everything that's going on. And, yes, I think everybody's worried about a recession. I'm mm-hmm. certainly worried about a recession.
Doesn't it feel like it, though?
And it does feel spooky in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. But, you know, all the people that forecast those things for their large companies, everybody was not concerned about it. And they said it'd be 3 or 4 years. But I have an idea with what's happened most recently. I think a lot of those folks did not anticipate
yeah.
the damage that one man can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the truth of it, and I know this probably won't set good, but it only took one man to start World War II.
That's true.
And I think the things that are now happening because we shut down all the gas and the exploration, and you see gas prices skyrocketing. I don't care what you say, you know, $5 a gallon for diesel today and $4 for gas. And it's just, and that all affects housing too. So it mm-hmm. all does come back
well,
to housing.
Well, Target was in trouble, and their CEO said that their cost of transportation has just skyrocketed. The mm-hmm. diesel fuel to get the products there and yep. to and from,
yep.
And people are just buying the essentials. They're not buying any of the luxury items. No. And that's the way other recessions started that I've lived through.
Yes, and I think it will be. I don't see any doubt it's going to be a recession. But as far as affecting housing, when we build housing, you know, now we have a whole different way that we go about it. We have to order windows. We have to order cabinets. We have to order the products that have so far been difficult to get.
Okay.
Cabinets is a whole thing that's turned upside down from what I see. And so you got to order those like 16 weeks ahead.
Wow.
So now when we get a purchase agreement, the first thing we do is order all these materials. And then we tell people it's going to be before we start. What's the point in having a hole in the ground if you can't get things to complete the home?
Right.
And it's rafters. I mean, it's just a slug of things.
I heard rafters are way up, too.
They're up in price, and they're backlogged. I mean, and I don't know if in this sense with the higher rates and what's happening that some of that stuff is going to cool off, too. The demand will probably come down.
Okay.
And that will, of course, lower prices. And that will lower you know, availability times, and I think it'll also just kind of cool everybody's heels
okay.
to where we get back to normal.
On that optimistic note, we've got to go.
Thank you, Dan.
How can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call to United Realty, 651-437-2121.
Thank you, Greg.
See you, Big Don.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7 in Hastings.